C'est un tout nouveau week-end. Le week-end PharmaPrix pour vaincre les cancers féminins au bénéfice du Centre du cancer Siegel de l'Hôpital Général Juif. Choisissez la distance à parcourir et votre objectif de collecte de fonds. Mais avant tout, choisissez de participer. 514-393-9255 ou vaincrelecancer.ca pour en savoir plus.
Welcome to 10 000 $ à l'heure, the lottery that draws $10,000 each hour for 10 days. Let's start. It's draw number one for $10,000. Draw number 10 for $10,000. Draw number 60 for $10,000. Still for $10,000, draw 99. Draw 100, 250.
10 000 $ à l'heure starts October 10th. All tickets are eligible for every draw. Lotteries are for adults only.
Vous arrive-t-il d'entendre la voix de la tentation? Vous savez, celle qui nous harcèle au milieu de l'après-midi? Pourquoi rester fidèle aux délicieux bienfaits des nouvelles bouchées croquantes Spécial K? Parce qu'on sent belle quand on sent bien.
From its earliest days, the Côte des Neiges district has been known for its favorable climate. In the shelter of Mount Royal, protected from the southerly winds, farmers, tanners, and carvers of monuments settle alongside a stream running down the northwestern slope of Mount Royal. As governor of New France, the Marquis de Vaudreuil obtains a grant of land in this area from the Sulpicians, the seigneurs of Montreal. Later, wealthy members of the bourgeoisie will build sumptuous houses here surrounded by gardens and orchards. But Rainbow Creek, into which wastewater from the tanneries is dumped, becomes increasingly polluted. The cost of burying it underground is too high for Côte des Neiges, so Montreal gets involved. The two municipalities of Côte des Neiges and Notre-Dame-des-Neiges are annexed. Tanneries are prohibited and the stream is buried. The drinking water problem is finally solved. Côte des Neiges is now part of Montreal.